He is in the house. He's going to lead you up to a little Twins baseball, Twins and the Cincinnati Reds. I have multiple
Big Red Machine.
Big Red Machine.
Johnny Bench is going to be out there.
I could name the entire lineup, and I could name, like, four.
What was that TV show? Do you remember, like, Johnny Bench, like, Saturday
the
morning?
Baseball Bunch, was it?
Yeah,
maybe?
Something like that. That's what I
hate to tell you, most of my veteran baseball scribes said Johnny Bench was a complete jackass.
I mean, it's a different era. Wasn't everyone sort of?
No.
People were nice?
There were some nice. I believe Johnny also, when there was a celebrity, one of many, many celebrity tours, and it was held here in town, Johnny once got up, I think, on a pool table and peed right on it.
Did he call the pocket?
I probably did.
Yeah, then it's fine. Then it's fine.
He's a pool player. Famous pool player, 651-461-9226. I got Steve Mizrak.
Okay.
I think
that's
I'm done. Good. I don't know. Wait a sec. Minnesota Fats. Paul Newman, Tom Cruise. That's it. Okay, we both were in Hopkins yesterday. We both actually ate at a restaurant that my friend Michael Shaughnessy owns, Pink Ivy. I'm a huge fan. I know you're a big fan also. Mm-hmm. I would encourage people to check out Pink Ivy. But we were talking about this yesterday on the phone. There are suburbs and there are areas in greater Minnesota where they have found a way, whether it's their downtown or a few streets, where it really works. Like you were in Osseo also yesterday, tied to Second Harvest. You know, I could offer up Stillwater, but Stillwater gets credit.
Stillwater counts.
Stillwater, because now it's so big. But it is really interesting how some suburbs and areas out of the state pull that off.
Yeah, and sometimes it's unexpected, right?
Yeah.
Like, there are some stretches that have some good stuff. So Stillwater, in fact, I would argue, they have that, they have a co-op there on the main street.
They do.
So, like, the grocery store aspect is often missing from the equation.
I agree.
But, like, Osseo, so I was at Osseo getting my car fixed, which, by the way,
what else is new? Anybody, I told you this last day, anybody used to listen to you before you became a regular?
Yeah.
And just were regular on this show. You were at a car dealership every third week. I don't believe I'm exaggerating. And Cook could confirm that.
You are not exaggerating.
Yeah. I mean, you're loitering.
I love shopping for cars. I know this is very unusual.
Is that a mission to the third floor? Hey, everybody. Jason,
how is
Rudder.
It possible that the host of Drive Time, 2 years, nothing?
Don't get that Tesla Cybertruck. Might be the ugliest looking vehicle
absolutely
I've ever seen in my entire life.
I mean, they could pay me enough, and I'll
you'll change your mind. I know you will.
Change my tune.
Yep.
So I get my car fixed.
Me too.
Because finding a mechanic you trust is very difficult. But
like your own mechanic who comes to the house? Or, I mean, do they do that?
I don't know if they do. That'd be a good service.
That'd be great.
Right?
Yeah.
Save you money on the tow if you have a towing situation.
Yeah.
So there's a body shop in Osseo that did some repair work on my car.
I'm Team Raymond's Auto Body. So that's where I stand. Yeah.
So I asked Bob and Carl's. I mean, that sounds right.
Perfect. Like, yep. Yeah, they got to be.
I'm like, where would you take your car? I'm like, I need a fix. And they were like, well, I would send my mom to the place across the street right here in Osseo. So I brought the car there. And
Hold on a second. If it's across the street,
then he gave
really
me another place. He did give me another place in like Corcoran.
What, around the corner?
That one was in Corcoran.
Okay.
I'm like, which is only 25 minutes for me. Not
but
that
it's, bad. Yeah.
But
yeah,
it felt like it was 1,000 miles away.
Yeah. Right.
There are certain cities where you're like, Corcoran?
Wow.
Where's that?
How about the heat Corcoran is taking from Drive Time right now?
Just strays.
Bring it on.
Catching strays. So I park, you know, I leave the car to get fixed. They're like, it'll be done in a half hour. I'm like, cool. So I go to.
How good is that?
You're like, what? I know. These guys were. Honest to God.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You had totaled it and they fixed it in 30 minutes.
They just wanted to make me feel like the lamest man on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Your car difficulty is so simple. that here at the repair shop, where we already have three vehicles up on hoist.
Yeah, right.
30 minutes. Yeah. And indeed, they did have it done
in
30
minutes. Great.
So I go to the coffee shop, but I'm just walking down the street, and you're like, Annabelle House Coffee Shop, Two Scoops Ice Cream Shop.
You got Osseo the chocolate Meats
shop.
Right there.
Osseo Meats right around the corner.
Yep.
Grocery store. They got like a old-timey, like...
Yeah. Dean's Supermarket.
Dean's Supermarket.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. I've not... Yeah, I forgot about
Dean's. I've been to Dean's. It's fun. Yeah. It's good.
Who is Dean?
It's a good spot.
Dean? Dean has got... Like, if Dean has said all these years, he's like, sorry, Cub, I'm not selling.
Yeah.
Right? You're like, you know,
good,
someone
good
tried
for
to
Dean.
Buy it to put it out of business, probably.
Yeah. Oh, I would think so.
So I just thought that was so cool. And there are, we're going to talk about this on the show today because I don't really have many ideas for today's program.
Well, I was just going to say other areas.
Hopkins is a great choice.
What are other towns
right
in the state? And I'm sorry, Minneapolis and St. Paul
don't count. No.
Where you go there and you think a couple good restaurants.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a Dean's grocery store.
You got a florist. You got a laundromat. Yeah. You got whatever, like the stuff.
And some pull it off. Because, again.
Hopkins, yes.
Hopkins, for sure. The town I live in, Plymouth, giant thumbs down.
So, like, Plymouth is all. People love to rip on Maple Grove that it has a fake downtown.
Yeah.
Which I think, you know, 90 years ago, people looked at Osseo. As they were building their Central Avenue.
Yeah.
And they're like, this isn't like St. Joe. I mean, that's a real downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that? What does that mean?
Right.
I give Maple Grove credit for at least like trying to create a city center.
I do too. I do.
Right?
I wish
Plymouth, it is a bummer about Plymouth.
Plymouth and restaurants. Well, I mean, there's a grocery store every 10 feet.
Plenty of groceries.
Okay. So if you want a grocery compare, for sure. But Plymouth, as far as five, as big as it is, not only population, just vast size.
Yeah.
It's staggering. They don't have five or six good restaurants.
Bloomington has the same issue.
Yeah.
Where you think like, and we used to think about this over at TV for the morning show, because if we had an extra photographer, we would send Joel Cam out to whatever downtown. And you're like, what about Plymouth? Well, what would the shot be? What's the picture that says Plymouth? There's nothing.
Well, the picture probably would be Wayzata High School, but it throws people off because it's
also
called Wayzata High School, and it's in Plymouth.
Yeah.
All right, give us some contenders.
Your best downtowns, your hometowns with like a great Main Street.
Absolutely. And then I want to talk to Jason about Ann Kim, the union, because I want to hear his thoughts on this, how they were going to form a union. And Ann Kim, after trying the first version at that location, really wasn't doing well. Then it seemed like it was doing well. And then guess what? We're going to shut her down. And now they're pushing litigation on this. It's a 48 past 2. Three more hours of Jason coming up on the home of the Twins, CCO. Wow. There are some people very upset about your distance. Corcoran to Maple Grove or Corcoran to Osseo. They are passionate.
What are they saying?
Well, it's 8 minutes from Maple Grove to Corcoran.
Well, I did the map search from my house.
Okay, Google Maps.
Guy.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right. Anoka. Anoka does have a pretty good downtown.
Yep.
I agree. Hastings? I don't know about Hastings.
Hastings has a nice... I got to get down to Hastings. They have a new hotel there that is beautiful.
On the water?
Called the Confluence Hotel.
Yeah.
On the water.
Yeah.
Like right under the bridge. My favorite, I think they have a store called like, or
Dairy
a restaurant
Queen?
Called D's Nuts or...
D's Nuts.
It's something like that.
Hey, are you
it's
sure?
It's something like that.
Sure this isn't a joke? St. Michael. Someone suggesting, and then a callback while Jason was at the shop in Osseo. Did he walk the streets and got a ride from a TV anchor like happened years ago in Buffalo? Yes, excellent. Thank you for listening.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Ann Kim.
Yep.
Very, very recognizable in this area. Pizzeria Lola, Young Joni. She goes to Uptown, this iconic location. Was it Suki and Mimi? Was that the first one?
That was first, yeah.
Didn't really work, right? Then comes back with Kim's.
Yep.
And you tell me, lot of people liked it.
I liked it. It was good, but also, like, at first it started with no reservations. She wanted to be, like, a lively, like, show up.
Yeah.
But in Uptown, there's nothing else around there.
No.
So people were hesitant, construction. I mean, lots of challenges there.
There's a lot of stuff. So
you can never tell in a restaurant, like, was a concept just not right?
Right.
Maybe the people just didn't want, you know, Korean food at fancy food pricing. There is some expectation of price that people sometimes can't get past.
I would sign up. I love it. Then
I loved it.
Union, we're going to form.
Yep.
We're going to get it done. People pushing for, people pushing against it. And Kim saying, we can't make it. We're going to close on Friday. No, we actually close on a Tuesday. And now word comes out this week that the union is looking at litigation saying, hey, you need to consult with us. You need to show us the books before you shut down. That's a pretty interesting legal precedent.
So they're trying to argue that she was engaging in illegal union busting.
Yeah. By shutting it down as opposed.
Right.
By her saying, okay, now, if you form, we're done.
Which that would be, I think, interference. But when you have a union that has been recognized and you had an election, I'm not sure that you have any obligation to keep the place open.
That's what I was going to say. How far, if I own it.
Now, it's a jerky move instead of negotiating a contract and trying to come to an agreement. But
now, if it's solely because of that, it is classless. But how far do I have to go as a business owner if I feel this hurts me financially to negotiate with the union to make sure it's okay?
You don't. I think in this case, this is part of the danger of unionizing with a business that is currently failing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think Ann Kim, as a business owner, has the right to look at a situation and say, well, like, I'm losing money month after month. Am I supposed to keep losing money?
More, in theory, she could say.
Well,
maybe you don't believe her.
I also think that when you look at other, now there's not a ton of individual restaurants that have gone union, but the actual cost, it's usually more about work rules and respect and that kind of stuff. The actual pay maybe goes up, but it's generally not as much as people expect.
I'll just be curious how that moves through the legal process and precedent and how it's played out. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Check us out on the Twitter machine at Chad Hartman Show. Excellent work, Josh. Stick around. Jason and Card to Sharks. And excellent. We'll be listening on the ride. We got bowling today, so we'll be listening on the ride to bowling. He is in the house. He's going to lead you up to a little Twins baseball. Twins and the Cincinnati Reds. I have multiple. Big Red Machine.
Johnny Bench is going to be out there.
I could name the entire lineup, and I could name like four.
What was that TV show? Do you remember, like, Johnny Bench, like, Saturday
the
morning.
Baseball Bunch, was it?
Yeah,
maybe?
Something like that. That's what I
hate to tell you, most of my veteran baseball scribes said Johnny Bench was a complete jackass.
I mean, it's a different era. Wasn't everyone sort of?
No.
People were nice?
There were some of the nice. I believe Johnny also, when there was a celebrity, one of many, many celebrity tours, and it was held here in town. Johnny once got up, I think, on a pool table and peed right on it.
Did he call the pocket?
I probably did.
Yeah, then it's fine. Then it's fine.
He's a pool player. Famous pool player, 651-461-9226. I got Steve Miserak.
Okay.
I think I'm done. I don't know. Wait a sec. Minnesota Fats. Paul Newman, Tom Cruise. That's it. Okay, we both were in Hopkins yesterday. We both actually ate at a restaurant that my friend Michael Shaughnessy owns, Pink Ivy. I'm a huge fan. I know you're a big fan also. Mm-hmm. I would encourage people to check out Pink Ivy. But we were talking about this yesterday on the phone. There are suburbs and there are areas in greater Minnesota where they have found a way, whether it's their downtown or a few streets, where it really works. Like, you were in Osseo also yesterday, tied to Second Harvest. you know, I could offer up Stillwater, but Stillwater, I mean, I guess Stillwater gets credit.
Stillwater counts.
Stillwater, because now it's so big. But it is really interesting how some suburbs and areas out of the state pull that off.
Yeah, you and sometimes it's unexpected, right?
Yeah.
Like, there are some stretches that have some good stuff. So Stillwater, in fact, I would argue, well, no, they have that, they have a co-op there on the main street.
They do.
So, like, the grocery store aspect is often missing from the equation.
I agree.
But, like, Osseo, so I was at Osseo getting my car fixed, which, by the way.
What else is new? Anybody, I told you this last day, anybody used to listen to you before you became a regular.
Yeah.
And just were regular on this show. You were at a car dealership every third week. I don't believe I'm exaggerating. And Cook could confirm that.
You are not exaggerating. Yeah.
I mean, you're loitering.
I love shopping for cars. I know this is very unusual.
Is that a mission to the third floor? Hey, everybody. Jason,
how is
Rudder.
It possible that the host of Drive Time, 2 years, nothing?
Don't get that Tesla Cybertruck. Might be the ugliest looking vehicle
absolutely
I've ever seen in my entire life.
I mean, they can pay me enough, and I'll...
No, you'll change your mind. I know you will.
Change my tune.
Yep.
So I get my car fixed.
Me too.
Because finding a mechanic you trust is very difficult. But
like your own mechanic who comes to the house? Or, I mean, do they do that?
I don't know if they do. That'd be a good service.
That'd be great.
Right?
Yeah.
Save you money on the tow if you have a towing situation.
Yeah.
So there's a body shop in Osseo that did some repair work on my car.
I'm Team Raymond's Auto Body. So that's where
nice.
I stand. Yeah.
So I asked Bob and Carl's. I mean, that sounds right.
Perfect. Like, yep. Yeah, they got to be.
I'm like, where would you take your car? I'm like, I need a fix. And they were like, well, I would send my mom to the place across the street right here in Osseo. So I brought the car there. And
Hold on a second. If it's across the street,
then he gave
really
me another place. He did give
places?
Me another place in like Corcoran.
What, around the corner?
That one was in Corcoran.
Okay.
I'm like, which is only 25 minutes for me. Not
but
that
it's, bad. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It felt like it was 1,000 miles away.
Yeah. Right.
There are certain cities where you're like, Corcoran?
Wow.
Where's that?
How about the heat Corcoran is taking from Drive Time right now?
Just strays.
Bring it on.
Catching strays. So I park, you know, I leave the car to get fixed. They're like, it'll be done in a half hour. I'm like, cool. So I go to...
How good is that?
You're like, what? I know. These guys were, honest to God, amazing.
You had totaled it and they fixed it in 30 minutes.
They just wanted to make me feel like the lamest man on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Your car difficulty is so simple that here at the repair shop, where we already have three vehicles up on hoist.
Yeah, right.
30 minutes. Yeah. And indeed, they did have it done in 30 minutes.
That's great.
So I go to the coffee shop, but I'm just walking down the street, and you're like, Annabelle House Coffee Shop, Two Scoops Ice Cream Shop. You got
Osseo
the chocolate
Meats
shop.
Right there.
Osseo Meats right around the corner.
Yep.
Grocery store. They got like a old-timey, like...
Yeah. Dean's Supermarket.
Dean's Supermarket.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. I've not. Yeah, I forgot about.
And
Dean's
been. Super- I've been to Dean's. It's fun.
Yeah,
it's good.
Who is Dean?
It's a good spot.
Dean. Dean has got like. If Dean has said all these years, he's like, "Sorry, Cub, I'm not selling."
Yeah,
right. You're like, you know,
good,
someone
good
tried
for
to
Dean.
Buy it to put it out of business. Probably.
Yeah. Oh, I would think so.
So I just thought that was so cool, and there are. We're going to talk about this on the show today because I don't really have many ideas.
Yeah.
For today's program.
Well, I was just going to say other areas.
Hopkins is a great choice.
What are other towns?
Right.
In the state, and I'm sorry, Minneapolis and St. Paul
don't count. No.
Where you go there and you think a couple good restaurants.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a Dean's grocery store.
You got a florist, you got a laundromat, you got whatever, like the stuff.
And some pull it off. Because again,
Hopkins, yes.
Hopkins for sure. The town I live in, Plymouth, giant thumbs down.
So, like, Plymouth is all people love to rip on Maple Grove that it has a fake downtown.
Yeah.
Which I think, you know, 90 years ago, people looked at Osseo. As they were building their Central Avenue.
Yeah.
And they're like, this isn't like St. Joe I mean, that's a real downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that? What does that mean?
Right.
I give Maple Grove credit for at least like trying to create a city.
I do too.
Right?
I wish
Plymouth.
There...
It is a bummer about Plymouth.
Plymouth and restaurants. Well, I mean, there's a grocery store every 10 feet.
Plenty of groceries.
Okay, so if you want a grocery compare, for sure. But Plymouth, as far as five, as big as it is, not only population, just vast size.
Yeah.
It's staggering. They don't have five or six good restaurants.
Bloomington has the same issue.
Yeah.
Where you think like, and we used to think about this over at TV for the morning show, because if we had an extra photographer, we would send Joel Cam out to whatever downtown. And you're like, what about Plymouth? Well, what would the shot be? What's the picture that says Plymouth? There's nothing.
Well, the picture probably would be Wayzata High School, but it throws people off because it's
also
called Wayzata High School, and it's in Plymouth.
Yeah.
All right, give us some contenders.
Your best downtowns, your hometowns with like a great Main Street.
Absolutely. And then I want to talk to Jason about Ann Kim, the union, because I want to hear his thoughts on this. How they were going to form a union, and Ann Kim, after trying the first version at that location, really wasn't doing well. Then it seemed like it was doing well, and then guess what? We're going to shut her down, and now they're pushing litigation on this. It's a 48 past 2. Three more hours of Jason coming up on the home of the Twins, CCO. Wow. There are some people very upset about your distance, Corcoran to Maple Grove or Corcoran to Osseo. They are passionate.
What are they saying?
Well, it's 8 minutes from Maple Grove to Corcoran.
Well, I did the map search from my house.
Okay, Google Maps.
Guy.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right. Anoka. Anoka does have a pretty good downtown.
Yep.
I agree. Hastings? I don't know about Hastings.
Hastings has a nice... I got to get down to Hastings. They have a new hotel there that is beautiful.
On the water?
Called the Confluence Hotel.
Yeah.
On the water, like right under the bridge. I think they have a store called like, or
Dairy
a restaurant
Queen?
Called D's Nuts or...
D's Nuts.
It's something like that.
Hey, are you sure?
It's something like that.
Sure this isn't a joke? St. Michael. Someone suggesting, and then a callback while Jason was at the shop in Osseo. Did he walk the streets and got a ride from a TV anchor like happened years ago in Buffalo? Yes, excellent. Thank you for listening.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Ann Kim.
Yep.
Very, very recognizable in this area. Pizzeria Lola, Young Joni. She goes to Uptown, this iconic location. Was it Suki and Mimi? Was that the first one?
That was first, yeah.
Didn't really work, right? Then comes back with Kim's.
Yep.
And you tell me. A lot of people liked it.
Liked it. It was good, but also, like, at first it started with no reservations. She wanted to be, like, a lively, like, show up.
Yeah.
But in Uptown, there's nothing else around there.
No.
So people were hesitant. Construction. I mean, lots of challenges there.
There's a lot of stuff. So
you can never tell in a restaurant, like... Was a concept just not right?
Right.
Maybe the people just didn't want, you know, Korean food at fancy food pricing. There is some expectation of price that people sometimes can't get past.
I would sign up. I love it. Then
I loved it.
Union, we're going to form.
Yep.
We're going to get it done. People pushing for, people pushing against it. And Kim saying we can't make it. We're going to close on Friday. No, we actually close on a Tuesday. And now word comes out this week that the union is looking at litigation saying, hey, you need to consult with us. You need to show us the books before you shut down. That's a pretty interesting legal precedent.
So they're trying to argue that she was engaging in illegal union busting.
Yeah. By shutting it down as opposed
right.
by her saying, okay, now, if you form, we're done.
Which that would be, I think, interference. But when you have a union that has been recognized and you had an election, I'm not sure that you have have any obligation to keep the place open.
That's what I was going to say. How far, if I own it.
Now, it's a jerky move instead of negotiating a right. contract and trying to come to an agreement. But
now, if it's solely because of that, it is classless. But how far do I have to go as a business owner if I feel this hurts me financially to negotiate with the union to make sure it's okay?
You don't. I think in this case, this is part of the danger of unionizing with a business that is currently failing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think Ann Kim, as a business owner, has the right to look at a situation and say, well, like, I'm losing money month after month. Am I supposed to keep losing money?
More, in theory, she could say.
Well, I
maybe you don't believe her.
I also think that when you look at other, now there's not a ton of individual restaurants that have gone union,
yeah.
but the actual cost, it's usually more about work rules and respect yeah. and that kind of stuff. The actual pay maybe goes up, but it's generally not as much as people expect.
I'll just be curious how that moves through the legal process
yeah. Yeah.
and precedent and how it's played out. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Check us out on the Twitter machine at Chad Hartman Show. Excellent work, Josh. Stick around. Jason and Card to Sharks?
Yes.
Ian, excellent. We'll be listening on the ride. We got bowling today, so we'll be listening on the ride to bowling.